What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled I Got Buttocks and Back to Using Black People Stuff for My Hair. So, as you guys know, I'm a big looks maxer. I've been wearing sunscreen for literally over a year now. I'm gonna put sunscreen after I'm done with this video. Wait for this notification to go. Okay, therefore it's gone. So I've been doing sunscreen for over a year now, and as you guys can tell, it has really done wonders for my face. Like I said, I'm gonna be putting the sunscreen on after this video, because the thing is, when I put on sunscreen, it leaves a white residue, so it makes it look as if I'm older than how I look, you know. I shaved a couple of days ago. I got gray hair. I've been having grays for like since my 20s. So today's video, guys, really about the importance of looks maxing. You know, you gotta looks max nowadays, because when it comes to women, guys, they're going to be looking for probably the top 5%, okay? They're not doing top 20%, okay? Top 20% is when she's post-wall and you're just good enough to take care of her, okay? But if you want those young 20-year-old girls, shit like that, guys, you gotta be like top 5% in looks. You know, fortunately for me, I got the height at 6'3". I got the full head of hair, unlike a certain CUA out there. Don't you just love DoorDash? You know, you can stay for an hour and they won't give you an order, but once I start shooting a video, they just pour in one after another. But that's all right, guys. I'm almost done with DoorDash anyways. I'm just doing this, you know, so I can drink my coffee, which I get a free refill on. By the way, guys, I showed you my Tumblr before. Let me show you my Tumblr again. This is my Tumblr over here. I think Shane has a similar one. It's a Yeti, okay? Believe it or not, guys, if you are a gold member, you can go into I don't even think you have to be a gold member. You can just go into Starbucks with a personal cup like this, and they'll fill it up for you. Not only will you get 10% off. Let me drink a little bit from it. I don't like Starbucks coffee, but I need the caffeine, so that's why I drink coffee. I really don't like the taste of acidic coffee, but I just like the caffeine. That's why I put a lot of milk in it. This was my refill from yesterday. It has a lot of milk. A little bit better tasting than that, which doesn't have a lot of milk. So not only will you get like 10 cents off, but you will also get 25 bonus points, which is a really good thing. And the reason behind it is that every 300 points you have, you can get like a free protein box. I mean, you can get yourself a sandwich. You can get yourself, again, a protein box. I've actually had, I've had over 2,100 points with Starbucks. So I can walk into Starbucks and get about $50 worth of food, you know. In fact, when I travel, because I travel cheap, you know, the airlines I take, they don't have food on board, even for international flights now. That's extra. So I just go into Starbucks, like, get 5 or 6 sandwiches from them, and that's my food when I travel on long international flights. That's what I did with when I went to Europe a couple of months back. So going back to the point of this video, guys, is that looks maxing is very important. As you guys can tell, if you look at my face now versus exactly a year ago, big difference, dudes. Big difference in the way my face is, thanks to sunscreen, okay? If you watch my videos that are a year older than this, so if you go to my videos from like January of 2023, you'd see that my face looks like the face of a 60-year-old dude, okay? So sunscreen, guys, it's very important. Even if you are in Europe, It's also very important because it moisturizes your face as well. I always thought that once I start making a video, they just send me all these fucking orders, man. So even if you are in a cool climate, even if you are in a climate like Ukraine where they don't see the sun, it's important to have sunscreen, because again, it moisturizes your skin, which I badly need. The downside with this over here, because I'm cheap, this cost me like $6 to get, you know. It was clearance, and now I know why it's on clearance and they're getting rid of it at Target. It does leave a little bit of a white residue, so it leaves white residue up here. Plus, it might get in your eyes, and, you know, it got into my eyes a couple of days ago for, like, fucking 4 hours, man. I was crying for 4 hours, you know, when it got in my eyes a couple of days ago. You can buy the cheap, you can buy the more expensive kind. I mean, this, oh, there we go again with DoorDash. It's amazing. Amazing. I can wait for an hour, not do anything, nothing happens. Minute I hit, hey guys, how you doing? Boom, DoorDash starts giving me orders, but I don't care, dudes. I'm almost done with DoorDash anyway. At this point, guys, I'm just doing DoorDash as a way to, like, drink my coffee, get out of the house, make a video for you guys. It's not even about the money anymore when it comes to DoorDash. You know, thanks to Mitwali Web Services. Now, you know, MGTOW TV, I never made money off of MGTOW TV, but Mitwali Web Services, which is pretty much the infrastructure that runs MGTOW, that I open to the public. So that's making me some money. So if you guys want a VPN, we have the cheapest prices on VPNs. You know, our monthly price is under $5. If you get 2 years, it's like $58, which is like, I don't know, $2.50 a month, something like that. And our VPNs are really good. Like TFM uses them, I use them. We have a tech team that's pretty much, you know, available most of the day. If you want a website, we actually compete with GoDaddy. We have cPanel. We have the $69 developer package, which is good enough for a business. It's really good if you know what the hell you're doing. But you can always get free consultations from me, guys. You know, you can always send me an email and be like, yo, Amr, how can I do this website, or what website should I use? Even if you want to talk about your idea, like, is it going to be profitable for me? Just shoot me an email, guys. Amr@mitweb.co, or just DM me here on MGTOW TV. I'll give you free consultations. No problem. So web hosting we have, VPNs we have. We are going to be getting, God willing, of course, we're going to be getting a VPS. A VPS, well, if I have to tell you what a VPS is, you're probably not going to need it. But for you guys out there who know what a VPS is, TFM actually needs a VPS for his Jitsi room. So, okay. This is not part of the video, but I'm just going to do this really quick for you guys. Because I know a lot of you guys out there, you want to have websites, you just don't want to spend a shitload of money buying something from GoDaddy for a couple of $100 and not set it upright, or go to an Indian dude who might charge you $400 or $500 and then they give you a Mickey Mouse product, okay? So I get that. So I'm just going to make this super duper really quick, guys, okay? You got shared hosting, you got VPS, and you got dedicated, okay? So there are three types of web hosting: shared, VPS, and dedicated, okay? Shared is when you and 100 other people are sharing a server, okay? This is good enough for, like, personal websites, small business, okay? You know, if you have a small restaurant, you have a blog, you might get, you know, a couple hundred people a day coming to your website, and your website is not something like MGTOW TV, okay? MGTOW TV can't function on a shared server, okay? MGTOW TV actually has a dedicated server, okay? Because I can't put MGTOW TV on a shared server. It's going to crash, you know? I can put MGTOW TV on a VPS, but the VPS is still not strong enough because we get over 30,000 people a month on MGTOW TV. So MGTOW TV has a dedicated server, okay? But for you smaller guys out there, shared hosting might be it for you, okay? Because with shared hosting, you get cPanel, you get SSL, you get everything you need to be up and running within probably a couple of minutes, okay? VPS is a little bit more, you get a little bit more power, you get a little bit more control over what you do. And actually, believe it or not, VPS is a little bit cheaper than shared hosting. And the reason why VPS is a little bit cheaper than shared hosting, it's because you are getting a small slice of the server all to yourself, but it doesn't come with all these tools like cPanel, you know, because we have to pay for licensing and all that stuff, okay, guys? So a VPS, depending on how big it is, you know, you can have a VPS that's 1 gigabyte. Oh, that's a prayer. You can have a VPS that's 1 gigabyte, or you can have a VPS that's 100 gigabytes in storage and stuff like that. So obviously, you know, the smaller the gigabyte, the smaller the VPS for you is, the less you have to pay. The bigger it is, the more you have to pay. So again, if I have to explain to you what a VPS is, you probably have known, you probably not saying you don't have a need for it. I'm just telling, again, a lot of you guys out there, you don't know much about the internet. And, you know, because I've been getting a lot of you guys out there been saying, yo, Omar, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? But you just don't know how things work. So I'm just telling you guys, shared hosting, VPS, dedicated. Shared hosting, again, is really good for small websites. You know, websites that, like a restaurant, like a blog, a doctor's appointment. You know, you get a couple of hundred people a month. Shared hosting is good for that. Again, you can get a package for $70 a year. And that includes a free domain. VPS, that's good if you want more control over what you're doing. Dedicated is the ultimate way to go. That's going to cost you probably $100+ a month. We don't have dedicated yet. That's something we're going to be working on. So we're going from shared hosting to VPS and then eventually dedicated. So the next step for us, guys, is going to be a VPS server. And I know a lot of people out there like Kingsland, they prefer VPS because they get more control over things. So if you guys are going to, if you guys are looking for a VPS, oh, there we go again with DoorDash. There we go again. So if you guys are interested in getting a VPS for your project, DM me on MGTOW TV or write me at amar@metweb.co, and I'll be able to let you know how soon we're going to get the VPS up and running. Hopefully maybe this week or early next week we have a VPS. So dedicated server, guys, just to let you know, dedicated servers, that's when you have the whole server to yourself. You're not sharing it with anybody else. A VPS stands for virtual private server. So you actually see all three servers, whether it's shared, VPS, or dedicated, they all are on a server, okay? It's just that a shared server, you share it with hundreds of other dudes, okay? A VPS, you share it with maybe, depending on the size of the VPS, you can probably be sharing it with half a dozen or a dozen other people, but you get more power, more control for yourself. A dedicated server is when you have the whole server to yourself, okay? That's what we do with MGTOW TV. Anyways, there we go, DoorDash. Amazing, you know. I can sit here for an hour. They don't give me a freaking order. Once I say, hey, guys, what's up? They start flooding my phone with freaking orders. That's just how it is. That's, you know, that's just how it is in life, I guess. Anyway, so going back to the point of this video, which is, you know, I got Botox and I'm now using black people stuff again for my hair. So I got Botox recently, guys. I got Botox up in this area. If you guys watch my videos that are a week older than this, in fact, I think the thumbnail, I'm going to put the thumbnail of the picture I sent my doctor in Merida. Now, I didn't go to Mexico yet. And the reason why I didn't go to Mexico for the Botox is that my doctor told me that he can do filler on this area. If you guys, this area, guys, was like really bad, guys. It was really bad. When I go like this, this area was really bad. This area was really bad too. So when you do Botox, it takes about 2 weeks for you to see optimal results. And those results last for about 4 months, okay? Now, fortunately for me, I go on Groupon for Botox. So the Botox I got for all of this only cost me like $130, okay? For this area and this area, I only paid $130. But because I'm using a Groupon, you can only do that like once a year. So obviously, that $130 would be probably $250 if I'm not using the Groupon. Again, you can only use a Groupon once a year. So the reason why I did this here and not in Merida is because my doctor told me you're gonna have to spend 2 weeks to see optimal results before I can put filler in here. Now, filler lasts a little bit longer than a couple of months. In fact, fillers can go up to a year and a half, okay? So my doctor said, I can put fillers up here, but you need to wait 2 weeks. So I said to myself, okay, I can either go to Merida for a couple of days and make a U-turn and come back to America, or I can go to Merida and hang out for 2 weeks and, you know, waste money and not make money. So obviously, from a financial perspective, especially with Groupon being this cheap, from that perspective, it's a lot better for me just to like get a Groupon, go in there and be like, hey guys, yeah, do this for me. So that's what they did. So I have about 3 months while this stuff is like still, while this Botox is still functioning. So I have like 3 months to go back to Merida. Now, of course, I plan on going to Merida within 3 months because I'm going to get my fillers done. You know, I already spoke to my doctor. He said I need no more than 3 fillers. I'm going to have fillers here, fillers here, and fillers in this area. So he charges me 6,000 pesos for fillers per needle or pill or per whatever it is you want to call it, injection or no. So 6,000 pesos now, because the US dollar lost a lot of its value compared to the Mexican peso, you're looking at about $350. So I'm going to spend about $1,000 in fillers to make this area look good, okay? But again, they last a year and a half. So that's like what, $100 a month, something like that, to make me look good. I think it's worth it, you know? So this is what I want you guys out there to understand, is that you gotta look good, dudes, okay? I know a lot of guys don't want to do sunscreen, they don't want to do fillers, they don't want to do Botox because it's not manly, but let's be absolutely realistic, dudes. I mean, look at me now versus look at me fucking a week ago or a year ago. I mean, a year ago I was better because my fillers were still working, but face-wise, my face was horrible. In fact, when I go to Mexico, I'm gonna go to Cancun, do laser resurfacing, okay? That's gonna cost me about $300 for laser resurfacing. Now, I could do laser resurfacing here in Florida, but the problem is laser resurfacing, it's not for darker people. And the reason why laser resurfacing is not for darker people is that when they do the... See how laser resurfacing works is that they literally peel off a millimeter of your face, okay? So imagine somebody takes a knife and just takes a millimeter of skin off of your face, okay? So that's what laser resurfacing is. So when they take that millimeter off of your face, the undergrowth is white. And and when you are melanated like me or black people, you're going to end up having pigmentation because now... They just gave me an order when, like, 20 minutes ago, they weren't giving me anything. Once I say, yo, 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 homie, yo, you know, they gave me tons of orders, you know. Okay, so anyway, they're gone. So, laser resurfacing is not for melanated people because it can do hyperpigmentation. Now, they do have lasers that are more oriented toward darker skin people. Cancun can do that for me because I've been to them before. And you have to understand, you know, people in Cancun are darker skin. So obviously, they're not going to get a laser that only works on white people. They're going to get a laser that also works on darker people as well. Now, as you guys know, I wanted to do laser resurfacing like 2 years ago in Cancun. But they're like, yo, man, your skin is so damaged. We can't do it. You know, you have to have sunscreen. And I'm like, okay, sure. Okay, so, yeah. Now I sent them a picture and they're like, okay, you're now a good candidate for laser resurfacing. So I'm going to do laser resurfacing in Cancun. I'm also going to do fillers and maybe some more buttocks in this area in Cancun. I want to do that probably by February, March, April. I want to do that sometimes by April because I do plan on going back to Ukraine in the summertime. And obviously, I want to look really good when I go back to Ukraine because, as you guys know, I want them snow bunnies. So, a lot of looks maxing in the next 3 months for me. Also, at the same time, guys, I'm somewhat back to using black people stuff like this, okay? See this, guys? This is like maximum hold over here. I actually had to go to the black people aisle in Walmart to get this stuff. You know, this is a leave-in olive oil over here. You know, I remember when I first started straightening my hair like 15 plus years ago, I went to Kim Sung Young and my hair was burnt because I was doing it on my own, and the Korean girl was like, what are you using on your hair? I'm like, I'm using black people stuff. And she laughed, you know. You know, Koreans are based, believe it or not, you know. So she knew that what I meant when I said I'm using black people stuff, which is, you know, the chemicals that literally burn your hair. I was using that stuff back then. I don't do that now. Now, you know, I can honestly say that all this hair, guys, even the long hair back here, all this hair is pretty much non-black people hair in the form of going to the Japanese straightening place, okay? None of this hair I use black people stuff on anymore. And the black people stuff is when you go to Walmart, you get those relaxers. God helps you if the relaxer got on your face because it burns. So that's, you know, literally the black people stuff, it just singes your hair, okay? The Japanese stuff is actually chemical. So it actually breaks the chemical bond in your hair and it makes it straight. So obviously, the Japanese stuff is way more superior than black people stuff, you know? So unfortunately, for most black people, Japanese hair straightening doesn't work for them because their hair is just way too, whatever it is, afro or something. Now, I'm part black, a little bit part black, but I'm also part Ashkenazi and Italian. So fortunately for me, you know, the Jewish or the white side is more dominant than the black side. Nevertheless, I can still chimp out, and I'm just waiting to meet Coach Pitchbill in person so I can show him who the real third flinging monkey is. But until then, guys, fortunately for me, my hair is not black, so Japanese hair straightening actually works for me. Now, nevertheless, if you guys remember, this area over here, guys, I usually shave this area. Okay, I usually shave it, but now I'm like, I'm sick and tired of shaving my hair every couple of days. I'm gonna let this area grow out, right? I'm gonna let this area grow out, and God willing, in May, I will straighten it to the Japanese straightening. Now, the problem here is that this area over here, guys, it has not been straightened with Japanese hair straightening because when I went in 4 months ago, it was shaved off. So obviously the guy is not going to straighten that hair when it wasn't even there. And even if it was there, the Japanese hair straightening really doesn't work unless you have like 4 inches of hair, okay? You need about 4 inches of hair. You can probably get away with 2 inches, but realistically speaking, you need like 4 inches of hair to have the Japanese stuff properly work, okay? Because again, the Japanese stuff, it breaks the chemical bond that makes your hair curly. So that hair that was done with the Japanese, that will always stay straight because the chemical bonds are broken, okay? However, the new regrowth obviously is going to be curly, okay? So if you have 4-inch hair and you straighten it, that's going to be straight. But if you let it be without any retouching for the next year, you know, you're going to have an afro going up like this with straight hair at the end of it, you know? So yeah, Japanese hair straightening, guys, you do it every half year, you know? Because again, Japanese hair straightening works well with at least 3 inches of hair. He can probably do 2 inches, but you need at least 3 inches of hair for it to work properly, right? And for those of you guys who don't know, hair grows on average 1/2 inch a month, okay? That's why they tell you, you need at least 1/2 year to do Japanese hair straightening, because in that 1/2 year, you'd have gotten at least 3 inches. And like I said, you need at least, I mean, you can get away with straightening 2 inches, but realistically speaking, you need minimum 3 inches of virgin hair for the Japanese hair straightening system to work on. My battery is gonna die. I'm almost done anyways. So the Japanese hair straightening, guys, that's what I use. Now, the black people stuff I use is this over here. This is called Edge Fixer. You can get this from Walmart. You can probably get it on Amazon for a couple of dollars. It's maximum hold. I know some of you guys are gonna say, yo, Omar, this shit ain't good for your hair, guys. I'm only gonna use this up until I do the Japanese hair straightening in May on this. So how this works, guys, is that this is pretty much like cement for your hair. So you take a little bit of it after the shower and you just go like this, you know, flattening it down like this, and it will literally cement your hair down. Okay. Again. There we go again. It's like an hour, nothing happens. Once you pick up the phone, hey, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm Alpha. That's when they start sending you the damn orders. Anyways, going back to this black people stuff over here. You know, if you guys see all those black people with like shiny hair and it looks like they got, got it slicked with spit, it's this. This is the stuff black people use to make their hair look shiny, straight. This is the stuff right here, okay, guys? This is what the black people use. Now, again, for me, I only use it on this area over here, okay? The rest of the stuff, guys, over here, I don't have to use it, okay? Now, I'm also using this stuff, which, again, black people use. You know, when a black woman goes swimming and you see a bug. So when you see a black woman swimming and you see like an oil spill following her behind, I remember I was in Las Vegas and I went to one of those cheap hotels and Shaniqua got in the pool and all of a sudden like fucking Valdez oil spill was like following her around. It's this stuff over here, guys, okay? This olive oil leave-in conditioner, this is what black women use to kind of make their hair a little bit softer, okay? So I'm using that myself now because, again, My hair is getting a little bit curly because it's been 4 months. So I have about 2 inches of hair that's curly, you know, because... Unbelievable, man. It's like... The minute I end this video, that's when all the orders are gonna stop. It's like... Unbelievable. So... Black women, they use the stuff I showed you. This is what black people in particular, women, use. I have to use it because, again, this over here. I was going to wear a bandana. As you guys know, when my hair is super curly, like, for example, this area over here, guys, I usually shaved off this entire area, but I'm like, you know what, let it grow. So it looked like I had wings coming out of this area about 8 months ago. It looked like I had wings coming out like this. So I wore a bandana. That way it like hid the curly hair that was coming out like this. I was gonna wear a bandana for this. Then I'm like, yo, man, when was the last time you visited the black people section in Walmart? I'm sure they have something for it. And lo and behold, Edge Fixer, Max Hold. And I can tell you guys, this stuff works. So for you guys out there who have curly hair and you want to tame it, this stuff works, okay? It's gonna cost you like probably $6-7, but this works. And the reason why it's called Edge Fixer is because black people use it for the edges, because the edges are usually the most curly part. And I can tell you guys, Edge Fixer Max Hold, it works, okay? It really does work. DoorDash. This over here, you have to remember, this over here, it pretty much helps your hair because it's olive oil. It also has tree oil in it. Tree oil is good for removing dandruff and stuff like that. I actually did a tree oil treatment where I bought tree oil from Amazon and I was putting it all, I was putting it in my leave-in conditioner. And I got rid of my dandruff. Because I remember, guys, a couple of years ago, you know, my black shirt, they'd be full of dandruff. I'd have dandruff all over me. I mean, I remember there'd be times I go like this and just dandruff, like, falls out of my head as if I was some, like, diseased homeless bum. But now, thanks to tree oil, I don't have dandruff anymore. So if you guys out there who have dandruff, your best bet really is to get yourself tree oil. Dandruff, from my understanding, happens when the skin is lacking moisture and might have like a bacteria going on. So your best defense against dandruff is tree oil, a leave-in conditioner that moisturizes your scalp. That really would be your best bet, guys. Okay, that's what worked for me. So this over here, guys, olive oil, it does have tree oil in it, even though I don't have dandruff anymore. This is going to be part of my regimen. Even after I relax my hair, this is going to be part of my permanent regimen. This over here, guys, I'm probably going to still use this over here just to fix. There we go again. So I'm gonna use Edge Fixer just to keep this area down, because again, usually, guys, the area that's curliest is over here, and this area is very fragile. So if you have straight hair and something cuts that hair off, well, guess what? Now you got curly hair coming out. So I'll probably be using Edge Fixer after this. So yeah, I'm back to using black people stuff, but this time around, I'm using it strategically. I am using it smartly. I'm not relaxing my hair with black people stuff. You guys out there, man, Japanese, you guys out there who have curly hair like me, do the Japanese hair straightening, okay, guys? And just to give you an idea, Japanese hair straightening for men should be no more than $300-$350, okay? Usually how it works is that the first time you do Japanese hair straightening, because you have to do the whole head, the whole hair, that's when it might cost more. But the touch-ups, because you're only doing, you know, 4 or 5 inches ever since, you know, a touch-up is the difference between the hair that grew out versus the hair that was last relaxed. So, like I said, if you do your whole hair for $350, and then you come back 6 months later, you're only straightening like 3, maybe 4 inches. So that $350 should be like $300, okay? So you guys out there just need to understand that Japanese hair straightening should be no more than $350 for a dude, okay? And use the Japanese hair straightening, okay? Go to a male, I'm very fortunate to go to an actual Japanese dude who actually gets his shit from Japan. I am very fortunate for that. The guy is here in West Palm Beach. So if you are in the South Florida area and you want to get your hair done with a professional Japanese dude who is very knowledgeable, and he'll tell you to your face, hey man, this is what you need to do. I have a contact here in West Palm Beach. Just DM me. I don't charge people for contacts or anything like that sort, because unlike that scumbag Austin Hallman, I'm not desperate for money. So I don't charge for, you know, if you want to go to Merida to get face maxing and all that stuff, you know, the guy does Botox, he does fillers, he did my lip surgery up here, he did the fat cheeks removal here. So if you guys want to go to Merida, have a really good doctor like do surgery on you, shit like that, let me know. I'll give you his WhatsApp number. Same thing if you want to do the Japanese dude, you know, maybe you want to fly into Florida for a couple of days. You know, it only takes like a couple of hours to do your hair. So, you know, when I went to him, he was like, the place that you went to before, they were not using Japanese. They were using something called Magic Straight, which is somewhat like Japanese, but it's not as good as Japanese. So this is why I tell you guys, go to a male. Just go to a man for everything, dudes, okay? Go to a man for everything. Now, the gals who did this for me, they were girls, obviously. See, this is one of the reasons why I go overseas for medical treatment. It's because mostly men do it, okay? I know, the girl in Bucaramanga who did my teeth, she was a girl, okay? But apparently, Colombian women are more, better workers than Colombian men. I don't know how that works over there, but she did a good job, okay? The Bucaramanga girl did a fucking good job, I have to admit, okay? But my doctor in Merida, he's male. The doctors who do this for me, the laser resurfacing, they're men. The Japanese guy who does my hair, he's men. So the guy who does my testosterone is a man, but I told you guys, he hooked me up with a woman to, like, give me the dosage. Another fake call. So, I told you, when I got my testosterone checked and she was giving me the dosage, she gave me, like, half cc. I needed a full cc of testosterone on a weekly basis. The bitch, she looked like she was an Indian puja, you know. Special shout out to Martin Goldberg for Pooja. A Pooja is like a Pajit, you know. Pajit is your typical ugly Indian dude. Pooja is your typical ugly Indian girl. She was a Pooja. So She purposely gave me a half cc knowing that it ain't gonna do shit for me. You know, I was gonna call the doctor up and be like, yo, man, this bitch ain't know what she talking about. He actually called me up saying, I'm sorry, Amr, this bitch has no idea what she's talking about. You need a full cc. This is why I tell you guys, whenever possible, go to a male for anything. I don't care if it's your car. I don't care if it's your food. Go to a male for anything and everything. Unlike Coach Bitchbill, who only goes to men to suck their dick at the local truck stop in Brisbane, Australia. Okay? But we don't do faggot tranny shit on this channel. So, point that I'm trying to get across to you guys, whenever possible, go to a male for anything. Even if it's dealing with the government, I don't care, you know? Yeah, every now and then you're gonna get a girl like the Bucaramanga girl who does a stellar job. But I actually found another guy in Ukraine, so I'm probably gonna go see him. But the Bucaramanga girl, you know, let's say I have an emergency, I lost one of my tooth, you know, I can hop on a plane 3 hours later, I'm already on her chair, you know, from Miami. So, but yeah, I'm gonna start. You know what? I've been told that Ukraine actually does have good medical standards, and they're hella cheap in Ukraine. I think Ukrainians are probably cheaper than Colombians. They might even be cheaper than the Mexicans, but I'm happy with the Mexican guy I got. I'm happy with the Mexican team in Cancun. So even though I might save a little bit of money by going to Ukraine, we have an old saying in the Middle East: don't throw your son off of your back and then go looking for him. Meaning, if you have something good going for you, don't throw it away and then go looking for it again. So I'm happy with my doctor in Merida. I'm happy with the medical team in Cancun. Even though they're a little bit pricey and I can probably get a better deal in Ukraine, it's just not worth it for me to throw them in the garbage can and go looking for something else, okay? And that's another thing to keep in mind. Somebody calling me, I'll call him later. That's also another thing to keep in mind, guys, is that the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. Now, of course, you know, if you're not looking, I wasn't looking for a dentist in Ukraine, okay? This was some guy I met in an app called Tandem. For those of you guys who don't know, Tandem is a language exchange app where you talk to people from different countries and you exchange languages. It's pretty much a dating app right now. That's really what it has come down to. But I met this guy somewhere in Ukraine. I'm following him on Instagram. He seems like a really good doctor. So, heck, when I go back to Ukraine, I'll go visit him and see what he can do for me, you know? So, yeah, I wasn't looking for a doctor, for a dentist, but now I found a dentist. So am I gonna throw this Bucaramanga girl in the garbage can? No. You know, like I said, if I have an emergency and I need something done on my teeth, I'll just book a flight from Lauderdale down to like Bucaramanga. 3 hours later, I'll be on her chair getting my teeth done, okay? But I'm gonna go to the Ukrainian guy and see what's up, you know? Maybe the Ukrainian guy will do a better job on making my teeth look good, you know? Yeah, see? It's okay here. But here? Down here? So maybe the Ukrainian guy will do a better job and give me a better price than the Bucaramanga girl, you know? So I'll find out, you know? But the point of this video that I'm trying to get across to you guys, you really need to look smacks, whether it's wearing sunscreen, whether it's doing the edges of your hair, whether it's doing leave-in conditioners to make your hair look healthy. You know, looks maxing is really important, guys, you know. I shave. Here in America, I don't shave because in America, I'm in monk mode. That's just how it is, you know. Here in America, I don't holler at women. If they want to holler at me, that's cool. But I don't go out of my way to holler at women here in America. Because, again, I can pretty much go anywhere in Latin America in T minus 3 hours, okay? Yeah. Why would I want to get with a woman here in America who at any point can go 911 and a guy with a gun will show up and shoot me in the back of the head, you know? Why would I want to get with a woman who can come back 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later and accuse me of raping her, right? It's like, dude, I have over 100,000 reward points with Spirit Airlines, okay? Do you guys know how much a ticket from Miami to Guatemala is? $55 for me, okay? So it's like, dude, I can be in Guatemala in 2 hours. Why the hell would I want to risk getting false rape accusation here in America or get Me Too'd 50 years later? Why would I want to do that, right? So here in America, guys, it's monk mode. But when I go overseas, guys, I'm going to shave. You got to look young, dudes. It's very important that you look young, okay? If you want to get those 21-year-old girls, you got to look young, dude. I mean, I look like I'm in my 40s, right? I look like I'm well into my 40s or even 50s right now just because of the gray I have here. And I had grays for decades, okay? So I'm going to shave the beard. The buttocks is actually doing very well. Like, this area used to be really bad. This area over here, guys, it used to be really bad, you know? This area, I mean, like I said, I'm gonna put the thumbnail that's gonna be of this area when I sent it to the doctor. Now, you know, one of the hallmarks of a good surgeries and stuff like that is when it doesn't look fake, okay? You see, a lot of women who get buttocks, you can tell that they have buttocks. You can tell from their lip. You can tell that this area, you know, this area is like this. See, a lot of women who get buttocks, this area looks like somebody stitched it up. It's not moving, you know. But in my case, you know, you guys can tell that this looks natural. I mean, obviously, this looks natural. I mean, I see 20-year-old kids who have this. This is natural, okay, guys? So the good thing is about me, Amer Mitwali, all the surgeries I've did, it looks natural, okay? There is no, whether it's here, there is no surgery about me, Amer Mitwali, that looks as if, oh yeah, this guy has surgery, okay? Yeah, look at the fake duck lips, you know, look at the fucking eyebrows that are like fucking hung up here, you know? This is how you know you have good surgeons and shit like that, is when people don't notice it until you tell them so. Like, you guys probably wouldn't have noticed that I got buttocks in this area unless I told you so, right? So you guys probably wouldn't have noticed that I've been doing sunscreen for a year until I told you so. You guys probably wouldn't have noticed that I've been using this guy over here on this area until I have told you so, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, looks maxing is extremely, extremely important, because when it comes to the opposite sex, guys, they're looking for the top 5%. You okay, guys? You gotta be top 5% in looks, okay? It is what it is. I know it's not, I know that it's not fair. But at the end of the day, guys, women don't want to be with somebody like Coach Pitchpill, okay? They don't want to be with somebody autistic like Austin Holman, okay? Women are looking for the top 5%. I'd actually say top 3% dudes out there. So you gotta have the height, you gotta have the looks, you gotta have the hair, you gotta have the money, you gotta have the status, you know? And you know, you guys gotta understand, like John, the Filipino guy in MGTOW TV said, you wanna get these women before they become corrupted. And the best time to get these women is when they are in their early 20s, okay, guys? If you get with a woman who's, you know, even if the bitch is 25, I got with my ex at the age of 25, and that bitch was full bar. You know, she was fucked up beyond any repair, even though when I got with her, she was 25. See, this is why it's very important for you guys to get with these women before they become corrupted, okay? Once a woman becomes corrupted, that's it. It's over, okay? You're just gonna be that guy who's good enough, and she's gonna have that, what Rollo Tomasi refers to as a duty sex, you know? John, the Filipino guy, he did a video yesterday on MGTOW TV, where showing a couple of clips from Rollo Tomasi, and Rollo Tomasi was doing this video about a guy who wrote him an email, and he said, this woman is doing duty sex for her husband. She's just giving him enough sex just so he can stay around. You know, she gets on her back, spreads her legs open. Honey, tell me when you're done. I gotta go do laundry. That's fucking duty sex, you know. On this channel, guys, we want these hoes to be doing triple monkey backflips like Coach Craig Adams says, you know. So, you guys out there, I don't want anybody out here to be in a relationship where a woman only gives you duty sex. We want triple monkey backflip sex, okay? We don't want any of that fucking starfish sex. And, you know, the guy who wrote the letter to Rollo Tomasi, he told him, I found a VHS of my wife back in the day, and she was doing triple monkey backflips to these guys back in college, but when it comes to me, she's doing me starfish sex. And yeah, you're that guy who's good enough to now take care of her after she had her fun. Guys, please don't be that guy who's good enough to take care of a girl after she had her fun, okay? You want her to have her fun with you. Because even if she decides to leave you, hey, you had her at her prime. Let some other loser take her at her decline, okay? You know, when I got married to the ex, even though the bitch was 25, trust and believe, there are probably guys out there saying, that nigger. So, and I was that nigger, you know? So, don't be like, phone is almost dead, but I'm almost done anyway. So, guys, please don't end up like me, okay? Please don't end up being that nigger that other niggers say, that nigger, okay? You don't want to be like me, dudes. You don't want to be marrying up some used up whore that other guys had their fun with her, and all they had to do was be like, hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight? You know, don't end up like me, guys. Please don't end up like me, you know. Also, don't end up like Coach Bitch Bill sucking dick at the local truck stop in Brisbane, Australia. You know, that's worse, I think. So, as long as you guys don't end up like me marrying a used up whore, or don't end up like Coach Bitch Bill sucking dick at the truck stop in Brisbane, Australia, you'll be fine, okay, guys? So, but it's very important that looks maxing is really, really imperative, guys. I mean, and again, how much did this cost? $5-6. How much did this cost me? You know, $5-6, right? How much did the sunscreen thing cost me? It fell down there. I got it off of a Target for like $6 clearance, you know? So even doing minute stuff that might cost you like $20 a month, that can help out tremendously. Again, if you have issues like I do, as you guys know, I supposedly had Bell's palsy, kind of fucked up my face. So this is why I have to do Botox and fillers. But at the end of the day, how much is Botox and fillers on average for me? Like $100? Japanese hair straightening, guys. I mean, yeah, sure, it sets me back like $300 and some every half year. So, I'm gonna do the math, okay? Let's say Botox and fillers cost me $1,500. Okay, I'm gonna do the math, okay? I straighten my hair. My phone is gonna die any minute, but I'm gonna do quick math. I'm pretty much done with this video. I'm gonna do quick math, okay? My hair cost me $300 to be straightened, okay? I straighten my hair twice a year. That's $600, okay? $600, and then Botox and fillers, they cost me about $1,400, and I do that every year and a half. So that's $2,000, okay? So let's say a year and a half, 18 months. So it's probably costed me, guys, about $125 a month to look smacks with Botox, fillers, and straightening my hair, okay? I mean, that's not bad. I mean, okay, testosterone cost me $135 a month. And then looks maxing cost me about that amount. So I'm spending about $270 a month to like looks max and be optimal when it comes to testosterone. I don't think that's a bad deal. I mean, TFM wasted $600 on whatchamacallit, on Ozempic, right? So me wasting less than $300 a month to looks max, to testosterone max, I think it's worth it, guys. I really think it's worth it. So at the end of the day, guys, you gotta look max, dudes. I mean, there is no way around it. You gotta look max. You can't look like you're old, okay? You gotta get them hoes in their 20s, dude. You gotta get them before they become corrupted, okay? Like I said, you know, I dyed my hair. You know, I go to Walmart. I get that shit from Walmart for like $8-$9. I dye the hair myself. I'm probably gonna dye my eyebrows, you know. Are they going gray? I'm probably gonna dye my eyebrows, you know. So yeah, guys, it's all gonna come down to looking young, okay? At the end of the day, guys, you gotta motherfucking look young because you wanna get those 21-year-old girls, guys. We can't be doing old, used-up, post-wall, damaged woman, okay, guys? It's gonna be 21 and younger. You know, I'm actually looking at my face in the camera right now. I have to admit, guys, look at my videos now versus last week. And now versus a year ago before I did the whole sunscreen thing, you will see that I look a lot better. Also, I look a lot better after I shave. Like I said, guys, here in America, I just have that machine. But when I go overseas, I shave the whole thing off, okay? So as of right now, guys, I look a lot better than I did a week ago. Especially with this. I mean, look at this, guys. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this area. Look at how good it is. And you guys have to keep in mind, it's only been 1 week since I got the injections. It takes 2 weeks for the injections to be 100% optimal. So I'm going to show you. So I'm going to show you guys. And when I do the videos, I'm going to tell you, hey, guys, remember how this area was last time I did it? Now it's even better because I look at myself every day in the mirror ever since I got this a week ago. Every day it becomes a little better than the day before. Like I said, it's going to take 2 weeks for this to be fully optimal with the injections. This is why my doctor in Merida said, hey, unless you plan on spending 2 weeks here in Merida, it's better for you to get the shit done in America, then come here for a day or two and go back to America. That way, you know, what am I gonna do in Merida for 2 weeks? Yeah, I know I can fuck whores over there, but you know, I'd rather be here making money than being over in Merida, you know, 2 weeks. No, I'd actually rather be in Merida for 2 weeks, fucking whores. But nevertheless, guys, Groupon was dirt cheap. I mean, like I said, I got this entire area and this area over here for like $130. That's hella cheap. That's actually cheaper than the Mexican guy. You know, the Mexican guy was charging about, what, I think he charges about $5 to $7 per buttocks. I got this entire area for $130. Dude, that's literally nothing. I know $130 sounds a lot, but when you have like 30 it's not an injection, it's a unit, okay? I had 30 units of Botox injected in this entire area up here for 130. The average cost for a unit of Botox is like $15, okay? So this should have cost me like $400. I got it for $130 thanks to Groupon, you know? So I got a really good deal off of Groupon. So even cheaper than doing it in Mexico. But like I said, you know, the Groupon thing, you can only do that once a year. So this is why I would rather do this here in America and then go to Merida where I will get the filler. So what the doctor in Merida is going to do with the fillers is that he's going to use a cannula or whatever it is, where he's going to strategically pour the fillers down the lines. I'm not a doctor, okay, guys? I'm just telling you what I think the doctor is going to do. He's just going to strategically inject filler in areas like this line over here to make it, to fill it up. That way, later on, when the Botox goes away after 4 months, you know, this will not be the same as it was before. And like I said, guys, this was really bad. This area over here, guys, like a week ago, this was really bad. And again, I still have one more week for optimal results from Botox. So at the end of the day, guys, I can't stress this enough. Looks maxing is the way to go. As long as you have looks, that's all that matters. Because you can live outside of the West. I'm telling you guys, you can live good anywhere outside of the West for like $1,000 a month, okay? If you have like $2,000 a month, that's enough for you to live with a wife and a girl. And, you know, you don't even have, with a wife and a child, okay? And again, you don't want to get married, you know? Like us, you know, us MGTOWs, marriage is not something we want to do. But yeah, for $2,000 a month, you can have a family outside of the West. So find a way to make fucking $2,000 a month. I mean, fucking the guy who flips burgers makes $2,000 a month. A fucking retarded monkey who does DoorDash makes $1,000 a month. Okay, guys? Find a way to make $2,000 a month, okay? Online. Obviously, when you don't wanna, you're not gonna make $2,000 a month in Ukraine, you know, working Uber in Ukraine. If you own your own business in Ukraine, you might be able to do it. But as long as you're able to make like $2,000 a month outside of the West online, you'll then be able to have your own family. But again, looks, 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 dudes. And get those hoes when they're 21 years old, okay? Get them before they get damaged. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.